Many of us recoil in horror at the sight of a large spider, but not my guest Paul Hilliard. He moves in to admire it in its full detail. Hilliard has been the spider specialist at London's Natural History Museum since 1974, where he maintains the National Spider Collection. And he's the author of The Book of the Spider, From Arachnophobia to the Love of Spiders. I asked him why he loves spiders.
I love spiders because they are beautiful, they're fascinating, and they're very admirable in the way they spin their webs, and you can't help but be impressed when you watch a spider spinning an orb web, which is an incredible, incredibly complex piece of engineering. And the skill that spiders have is tremendous. But it's their variety that really interests me. You've got spiders from the size of your hand, huge, great, hairy tarantulas, down to tiny little spiders that are smaller than a pinhead. I think the very smallest recorded in the world is about 0.4 of a millimeter in length, and that's fully grown. And then you've got hairy, perhaps unattractive species, and you've also got very, very brightly colored ones. And the sheer diversity is amazing, and you can always find spiders, whatever time of year, wherever you are, there's always some around.
Our snake expert is afraid of spiders, and he finds that a lot of snake experts don't like spiders. So I'm wondering how you feel about snakes.
Yeah, I think that I have certainly some respect for them, but I don't think I have an irrational fear. I know people describe them as being very slimy and slithering and all this kind of thing. No, I think they're beautiful creatures like spiders. But obviously, if one is going to come towards me, then I'll probably run. But most snakes depart as you walk through the countryside, and you just try to get a glimpse of them. I don't really have an irrational fear of snakes.
Were you ever bitten by a spider?
No, not at all. Because I'm careful, of course. I think a lot of people have been bitten, and that could explain some cases of arachnophobia, the fear of spiders. But in fact, my theory is that a lot of people are afraid of spiders because it's a general thing in the culture these days. Certainly over here in the UK, I estimate about half of the population is afraid of spiders, and that makes about 27 million people. Almost everybody is afraid of spiders. But there could be some genuine reasons why that is, and that it could be that we have such a big, hairy, long-legged spider here that can reach about 5 inches in leg span and frequently gets into people's houses. This moves in such a creepy way. It moves very quickly on these long legs and gets into the bath and runs across the carpet. And that could explain why we in this country have a very high level of arachnophobia, though that spider is actually harmless.
So this really large spider that crawls across bathtubs and carpets in England, does it have a name?
Yes, Tegenaria. That's the Latin name. We call it the giant house spider. And in fact, it is being introduced into the USA. You have one of the varieties in the Northwest, up in Washington State. That's locally called the hobo spider. That has originally come from Europe. It's one of these Tegenarias. And then you have another one, Tegenaria gigantea. And I think that's also been introduced into the States. So perhaps you've got the same problems coming.
What are some of the popular misconceptions you think people have about spiders that helps feed the fear of spiders?
Yes, I think people do have some very strange misconceptions. A lot of people think that spiders have they're particularly gunning for them. They're lurking in the bathtub, down the plug hole, down the drain, and just waiting for them to appear when they're going to the bath, this kind of thing. They have a feeling that the spider is just waiting for them under the bed, that it really is determined to get them. But this is rubbish. Of course, spiders don't have any such designs on humans at all. They do often live around human habitations, that's the problem. But they're completely neutral when it comes to humans. We don't interest them at all, and they don't have any sort of venomous designs on us whatsoever. So people imagine this. I know that arachnophobic people, this is the way they think.
Do most spiders have the potential to bite?
Nearly all of them can bite. They nearly all have venom glands. There's just one family that is an exception, doesn't have venom. But they nearly all can bite, so if you are crazy enough to pick up a spider in your hands, yeah, it can bite. But only a few are really venomous in terms of the reaction to our own body tissues. And perhaps out of 35,000 species of spiders around the world, maybe 200 or so would come into that category. They can bite, and they can produce fairly significant symptoms of pain, swelling, and in the worst cases, some spider bites, of course, have caused death.
What about a mild spider bite from a not very venomous spider?
Yeah, it could hurt for a little bit. Might cause a swelling that might last for a day. The thing about spider bites is, though, you must always look for a double puncture mark, because so many people blame any bite on spiders. They think of spiders first. So if all you can see is one puncture mark, then that was not a spider. Of course, spiders are like snakes in that respect. There's a double puncture mark.
Would they have the equivalent of two front teeth?
Yes.
Of fangs?
Do. Yes, the fangs are like a couple of hypodermic needles. In some species, they're very, very impressive. Those fangs, the needle part, is half an inch long. So, for sure, they can be pretty impressive. But many spiders can't actually penetrate human skin. So, for example, the black widow, pretty familiar to Americans, I think. It's only the female that can bite. The much smaller male is totally harmless when it comes to humans.
What are your favorite places to investigate spiders?
The tropical countries, anywhere where there are plenty of spiders and the size of the webs is enormous. You can get webs built from tree to tree in the jungle with a great big spider sitting in the middle. They're the ones I really love. And also, when you look at the web, you see lots of other spiders muscling in to get a free meal. You know, that web can pick up other insects that the owner doesn't notice. And lots of things are going on, so they're fascinating.
One of the words you use to describe spiders is beautiful. Convince me that spiders are beautiful.
Well, you know, you have got in America a particularly beautiful bunch of jumping spiders. And these are colored like jewels. They are shiny red or orange or bright green. And they are known as Phidippus. And they are a group of jumping spiders, which don't spin webs, but jump after their prey. They are very, very cute little spiders because they're also very alert. And as you approach them, they turn and look at you, which is unusual among spiders. So you have there in the States these Phidippus jumping spiders, and they're all, most of them are brightly colored. And they are really stars among the spider world. So if only you could see some of them, you would understand what I mean.
What's the most dangerous spider you've ever come across?
The Brazilian wandering spider. And that is one that would put the wind up anybody because they move quickly. They're quite big. And if you get a broom or a brush to fend it off, sometimes they do invade houses in Brazil, and you use this broom, they jump onto the broom and run up the handle towards you. So they are one of the they're one of the most aggressive spiders in the world. In fact, you better drop that broom because they can bite and they certainly hurt. In fact, I think some of the hospitals in Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, they handle as many as 1,000 spider bites by the Brazilian wandering spider each year. So the locals there, they know all about it, and they're quite afraid of them.
Well, since it is a dangerous spider, when you come across one, is your instinct to try to kill it to protect yourself?
Oh, definitely not. No, to collect it or to take a photograph and certainly let it go in peace. I don't know. Spiders are really on our side because they are keeping down the pests, the pest insects. So we certainly should live in partnership with them.
How would you capture it?
Probably with a bucket and a kind of... a brush. You've obviously got to have a fairly strong presence of mind. Many people couldn't do it. And then you'd put something over the top of the bucket and then decide what you'd do after that.
Ask for help. Well, Paul Hilliard, thank you very much for talking with us.
That's okay, Terry.
Paul Hilliard is the spider specialist at London's Natural History Museum and author of The Book of the Spider.